on you, Lord, right down here below. Hear my prayer, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord.
Hear my prayer.
Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. Said, I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said, I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below. Said I'm down.
Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord. Satan.
Satan don't want me
to
cross.
No.
No.
I said, I'm down
here waiting at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus?
Yes, sir, Lord. I said, if you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. I'm your child, Lord. Oh Lord, I'm your child, and I know you heard me praying so many times before. Said, I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said, I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Quiet. Said, I'm
down here waiting at the river. Will you come, Lord?
Oh, Lord, Satan,
Satan don't want me to cross.
No,
no, Satan don't want me to cross.
I said, I'm back.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir, Lord, I said it. If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
Can't even stop, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
I can't even wave my hand.
You call him,
he will come.
Because he said he would. And he cannot lie. And he will not lie. He shall not lie. Because he is the God of trust and truth. Hallelujah. He is the truth. Alright. Everything else is negative. But he is the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in the day. Because he allowed you to be a part of this day. He could have left us then yesterday. But he brought us over into today. That we might give him glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. We're here for a purpose. Hallelujah. Just not for a season. But we're here for a purpose in the kingdom of God. And he placed us here. Whether you realize it or not, he's placed you where you're going to be in the body. Hallelujah. And we need to stop moving out of the body. And do whatever the Lord has given you to do in the body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give honor and glory in part to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. To our presider, Elder Bush. And to Elder Green, who shares the rostrum with us. Praise God. And to all other preachers and half elders and guests. Hallelujah. And Elder Lewis, I don't see him. See, I'm missing nobody. And to all the deacons and the mothers in the house, hallelujah. All trustees and lay people, hallelujah. Everybody is somebody. Everybody's important. Everybody's precious. Hallelujah. Everybody. Hallelujah. Will do what God said he'd do. He will reap the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he does not rain on the unjust or the just, but he rains on everybody. Everybody needs some rain in your life. Whether you realize it or not. Because without rain, you wouldn't be here. There's some going out of the supplies, I think, because rain keeps things living.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so we have some rain in our lives. Praise God, that we might help carry out the purpose of the Lord. Everybody looks good. We don't have any ugly people in God's house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You were made beautiful in. And you were made for God's purpose and not yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if God says you're beautiful, then you're beautiful.
Amen.
That settles it.
Amen.
No need to argue about it. No need to fussing about it. Just tell them the word said,
amen.
I'm beautiful.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what you think.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the word is the truth.
Amen.
And everything else is a lie. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. God will fix it for you. Okay? He will fix it for you if you just allow him to do just that. He will fix it for you. Hallelujah. From the book of Matthew. Chapter 20. and verse 1. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an earth householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Hallelujah. Read that second verse. And when he had agreed with them, the laborers, for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Okay. All right. Tell somebody, you've been hired. Have you been hired? Or you've been waiting to be hired? I want you to know today that whether you are waiting or whether you're out there working, everybody's been hired. Okay. You got your invitation from the Lord. He has called you for a work. He told us to go ye therefore into all the world and baptize them and make them a hearer of the word of God. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have given you this, you give it to them. And go into all the world. He didn't say go to a select place. We don't have to come and be in a certain building to do what God has called us to do. Okay. Some people think that we can't worship unless we're in a certain building. But we need to be like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. All right? So that means wherever I go into all the world, wherever I go and as I meet people, all right, give them a word from the Lord. As I meet people. Like I'm talking about for Wednesday night. Or Daniel Coffers. Call somebody. Invite them to be our guests. At Daniel Coffers. On that Wednesday night. You've been given that opportunity and given that task to do just that. All right? You've been hired to carry the word wherever you go and not to forget to tell somebody that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You've been hired to tell somebody that Jesus loves you. And I do too. Jesus cares for you. Don't know that Jesus will be there for you when everybody else forsake you. Jesus is your helper and your hope, your peace, and your joy. You've been hired to let somebody know that happiness and joy is meant for you. And you got to learn to accept what the Lord has placed in your life. And realize that all things are working together for the good of them that love God. Those that are called according to his purpose. We got to know that God is, all right, our peace and our joy. We got to know that God is our hope and our deliverer. You got to know that I don't have to be sad. Hallelujah. I can be happy all the time. You got to know that you got power over the devil and not him having power over you. Let him know that you are the strong vessel in this situation. The devil will want you to look like and act like he's a lion, but he doesn't have no power. Okay? He'll roar like he's a lion, but he can't claw you because he ain't got no power. Okay? He can't bite you, all right, because he ain't got no power. You got the power over him. That's what the word said, of all the enemy, you got the power. And I'm in you, who got what? All power. All right? Because he said, if you go, I'm going to go with you. All right? And I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. So he's there and he got the power. So greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Rejoice in the truth of God. And everything going to work out to your good. Hallelujah. The word says that the labors, truly the labors are plentiful. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. Now tell somebody that's work for you to do. Okay? You need to come off your vacation. Some of us been on vacation for years. All right? But you got work to be done. Surely, the word said, the harvest is great. Plenty out there that's not saved. Plenty out there that's lost. Plenty out there that need to hear a word from the Lord. Let the Lord let them know that God is our everything. God is our hope and our joy. God is our peace and our happiness. I heard the word of the Lord saying in the book of Isaiah, saying that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. And he was sitting high upon a throne and lifted up his prayer filled the temple. It was in the year that King Uzziah died when Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. Not so much that he was focused on Uzziah, but that this was a point in time in reference, so you know when it was he found the Lord. Like you may tell about something happened in the year that you found Christ. Help somebody to focus on what was going on during that day and time. Uzziah died. And it was during that year that he died. Uzziah said, I got saved also. I found the Lord during that time, when the year that he died. And he was sitting in the temple, high and lifted up. The flame filled his temple. And above stood seraphims. Each had six wings. And with two wings, they covered their face. Two wings, they covered their feet. Two wings, they flew away. And one called out one to another, saying, holy, holy, holy. The Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. So you ain't got no business missing it, because his glory is everywhere. How do you know? Because he made everything. In the beginning, the word that God created everything. So his glory is everywhere. Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everything is his. So wherever it is, whatever you got and saying is yours, it's the Lord's. It is the Lord's. And so his voice in the temple, as he spoke, it called the posts to tremble. The word of the Lord make things happen, because he spoke things into existence. The word of God is with us. And he said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because of I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, and for my eyes had seen the King and the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims. Hallelujah. And he lit upon the altar. There he took a coal, hot coal, from the altar. And then he took that coal by some tongs and carried it to where Isaiah was and laid it upon his mouth and said, lo, this had touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and your sins is purged. God has already prepared you to do what he gave you to do. He ain't going to call you to do something that he hadn't already prepared you to take it. So whenever it comes to you, you ought to say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to go. Yes, Lord, give me something to do. And I heard it said, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. God is saying to you, I need somebody to go in the hedges and the byways. I need somebody to get up off the stoop and off the lounge chair and call somebody. Hallelujah. You don't have to necessarily go now to talk to them, but you can call, tell them anywhere you go. You can carry the word of God and tell somebody, here am I, send me. If the Lord needs somebody, send me. Send me how I go. Hallelujah. And I want you to let you know today that the Lord needs you to go in the world and tell about the goodness of the Lord. Here am I. Send me. Don't give him no excuse, but tell the world, for God I live and for God I die, he will take you through. He will give you what you need. He will, hallelujah, keep you in perfect peace. If you just trust in him, he will do it for you. God has made a way for us now to be delivered. Hallelujah. He's got fixed it so you can go and vote. He fixed it so you can show some power. And the way you show your power is to register and vote. Hallelujah. And the way has been made. But now we don't vote. I'm letting that soak in. Many people fail to go vote. After somebody done died, so you can vote. And then you sit back and say, like, I can't go. I'm unclean. I'm unworthy. I'm not able. See, we keep giving this excuse and that excuse why I shouldn't vote. It ain't gonna count no way. Sure, it's not going to count because you won't vote. But if you vote, it counts. Okay. Hallelujah. When they're talking about purging with a cold, hot coal, somebody did that. So it's been purged. You used to couldn't vote. Now you can. All right. Everybody can vote that meets the qualification. All you have to be is alive, 18 and over, gone to the poll and registered. And now all you can do now is wait for a time to vote. Then the season is here. Tell somebody the season here. Right now. Voting time. Somebody can vote this season. Now, everybody may not be able to vote in this election, but your time is coming. Okay. All right? Because, see, it's a local thing this time. Your municipalities is having elections. In some places, maybe the county might have some. But if you don't live in the city, in certain areas, you don't vote in this time. But let them know my day is coming. All right. We need to cast our battles. Okay. We're complaining about what they're doing. We're afraid they're going to cut our Social Security off, take away our insurance. But when it's time to go and say, keep my things where I got, if anything, you increase it, don't take it away. Because they are not doing enough as it is. It was your money, your tax dollar that they got and made billions and trillions of dollars off it. And don't want to give you none of the proceeds. But that's such a thing as getting together. All call. And have your prayer session. Okay. You ain't got to go to the church for your prayer session. You got all call, conference call. You got Zoom and everything else that you can get them together and pray. Yeah. Be like the people when Peter was in jail. Those sisters went together to another sister's house and they had a prayer meeting. And they prayed till the jailhouse rocked. They prayed till the shackles fell off. They prayed. And then he walked out. Free man. Hallelujah. Prayer has been given to you. As we told you on First Sunday, you got the power. It's been placed in your hand. Tell somebody the ball is in your court now. All right. They got it set up for you and the ball is in your court. It's time for you to hit it. All right. It's time for you to do your part. I'm going to get on to my text. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man, a householder, that went out early in the morning. And when he went out there, he found people sitting idle, doing nothing. And the man said, have you been high? They said, we ain't been high to do anything. I said, let me have a powwow with you. They talked in there about wages. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to get if I go vote? You get whatever the person you elect. And if you don't go vote, you still did what the person that was elect. You voted for that person. If you didn't vote in the last election, you voted for Trump. You voted for all them other Republicans that's taking everything from you or keeping you from getting something. Who will go? And who was can I send? Who will go to the polls? Yeah. And vote your choice? Who will? Tell somebody, encourage them, and don't agree with them and say they our vote won't count. I was told that over 900,000 black people just in North Carolina alone did not vote in the last election. Over 900,000. He won the state, I guess, by who, maybe 10,000. Did all that we could, our vote would sway the whole thing. And he wouldn't be sitting there in Washington doing crazy stuff as doing now. Who will go? And who can we see? He agreed for a penny a day. And his man went on back home, and 3 hours later, the third hour, he went back again and still found people waiting, saying they ain't got nothing to do. They ain't been high. God has called you 3 months ago. And you're still sitting out and saying, well, it called me, but it didn't give me no work to do. You got the work to do for you. You ain't got to hunt for it. It's right there. A touch of a finger. The power. Look at your hands. The power is in my hands. God's given the power. He said, I've given to you power. But the power is no good if you don't use that power. He went back the third hour and found them sitting idle. Hired them and said, whatever's right, I give it to you. Yeah. Go to work. What you want to know that whatever is right, God will give it to you if you do what you're supposed to do. Went back again 3 hours later, the sixth hour. Still found the same way they. He sent them to work, went back later at the ninth hour and found them and sent them to work. Went back again at the 11th hour. Still found somebody. Near the close of the day, still people waiting, saying they ain't got nothing to do. Glory be to God. And I heard the man said it is closing time. One came in at the hour before quitting time. Somebody been waiting around for years. And just before they die, they come to the Lord. Well, you could have been working all these years, but you lived in poverty because you didn't go vote. You live in poverty because you didn't do what you ought to do. When God gave us some things, we let it go down. Now the old same thing that God gave us has been taken away because we didn't keep our voting up. We didn't keep encouraging others to vote and vote your conscience. Payday came. Or pay time, because in the day, they paid them for working that day. No, they weren't holding your money a whole week, 2 weeks, 30 days. You got it the day you worked. See, they've been holding your money for, see, you started working at 18 and you quit at 65. They held your money 50 some years. And not only you die today, the man said, pay him off now. Begin with the one that came in last. Because last shall be first, and first shall be last. Give him a penny. And some of us got envious, got jealous. Now, if they gave him a penny, he only came in an hour, I ought to get a whole lot. See, we're envious of what other people got. Stop being envious and go get it for yourself. Don't be talking about people because they were blessed getting it. They're getting what the Lord has for them. And whatever you're getting, God says it's going to work out for you good. You're going to have a need, but you got a need because there's something in your life God wants to deal with. And he doesn't want to deal with it until you realize what it is. So you got an opposite in your life that needs to be worked out so that you can do what the Lord says do. When it came back to the one that came in at the 11th hour, 1 hour before quitting time. And this one that came in at the beginning of the day. You say, now pay them what I owe them. And they too got a penny. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. Everybody's going to get the same reward. And that is eternal life. Now, what you going to do else? What's going to do with anything else other than eternal life? How many eternal lives you want? You never get to the end of no way. You're going to get one eternal life. And the eternal life lasts forever. And ever and ever. Stop looking for more than what you're supposed to have. He promised you eternal life. Not 10 of them. You're about like these billionaires. They got billions. And still won't move. Enough to last you your lifetime and their lifetime and their grandchildren and great grandchildren and all the children that they have. And you're still trying to get more. Hallelujah. It's work time. Time to do what the master said. Hallelujah. Truly, the harvest is plentiful. There's plenty of work to do to get this thing changed. Use that spare time to encourage and remind somebody how important it is to do this. Don't drop the ball. It's in your court. Okay? Don't drop it. All right? You got the opportunity. to do a word that can change the whole thing around. But if we don't hear what the Lord says, then trouble will be on us. And we'll have to suffer until the Lord says, change again. Don't let the anger, Lord's anger be upon you, because he told you one thing and you did not do it, because you had listened to the devil and not the Lord. Hallelujah. This man is not hiding anything. He publicly tell you what it is, how it's going to be. And we still fail to answer. Your work is in your hand. And that's what you need to do. Let's talk about the Lord and talk about praying. But after praying, you got to get up and go to the post. And if you can't get to the post by getting up going, bring the post to you. Fill that paperwork out and do what you need to be done about that. And some of the of us may have been purged from the books. This lesson part that's ended because you didn't vote. Alright? And you think you registered, but your name been removed. You need to check that out and make sure you're still registered. Alright? Because if you're not registered, you can't vote. And they purged you because it was not found on the records that you were here. They written you off as being deceased. Tell somebody ain't dead. Y'all sound that all said it all week. I ain't dead. Ain't dead. They want to thank you, but you think that you're dead. But I'm still here. And as long as I can be here, and my car keeps running, and I'm still able to get about, when my time to vote comes, I'm going to vote, said the Lord. I'm going to vote. Somebody died so I can vote. Somebody suffered so I can vote. Somebody. Did like I did. Had to march up and down the sidewalks in the city of Greensboro, North Carolina. Back there in the 60s. Voted. I mean that we marched. And the first one, I was coming out of the library. And this group was coming by. And I said, where are y'all going? This was that night. I think it was on a Monday night. And they said, we're going to demonstrate at McDonald's. I said, well, let me go in and put my boots up. So as they came by Scott Hall, I went in and went in. and made my way down to the other end. My room's on the first floor, so I put my boots down that I had at the library. And then I came out the other end and met them at Cooper Hall. And they were on the way to the shopping center. And I got in line, and I went on down there. The line was being led by Jesse Jackson. And we went to McDonald's. They didn't have sit places then. It was just everybody went to the windows. Okay. You walked out, you got in your car, you didn't have a drive-through either. You had to get up and go to the car. I'm in the boat, my box. And there, I stood there and the lights went out. And it said, well, we need to go downtown. Ain't no use staying here. They're going to close. I mean, they closed before there was service. It was open, but it was for white only. And we, the black people from A&T, was there waiting to be served. And I don't know what they would have done if they had something for the serve, because I had no money. But the Lord said, come without price. Come without money. Well, we left that side of town and we went downtown and stopped at the Paramount. And they wouldn't serve, let us go in the front door. You had to go around to the back door and go upstairs. White only on the bottom floor. Well, they were locking them up, but they were blocking the theater. And then they said, some of y'all come out to Carolina. That was on the next block, a street over. And I went on to Carolina's, and they were locking them up two by two. But I didn't need no money for that part. They went there. And there were
okay, you stand there. Yeah, okay. You're in front of me, turn around. Thank you.
And need two more. Okay. Now they were locking them up from that end. And everybody had been locked up except these two in front of me and us. And then they had the rest of the line behind us. When it got down to those two, they came back and said, well, might we go home? The jail's a fool. Look at the Lord working. Yeah. I'm the only thing is green but my family. And about to get locked up with no money. Yeah. No lawyer.
No lawyer.
To stand my bail.
Yeah.
And so I said, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We went on back and said, we'll come back tomorrow. Okay. Y'all got saved or spared, and I did too.
Yes.
Paving the street. They had filled up the county jail and the city jail. Okay. So the next morning, I was on my way to class. And I asked, what did it do with the ones that they locked up? They said that the judge let them go. Okay. I said, I'm glad I didn't get locked up. Because I didn't want no record. But what I'm just going to get, you see, I came that close.
Yes, yes.
Being jailed. They kept them overnight. And some they kept the next day. So we went to get in line and demonstrate, go walk down to the jail, county jailhouse. And we protested there before they would let those others out the end of the week. But that's what was going on. Somebody paying the price.
Yes, yes, thank yes, you. Yes.
And we kept on doing that for a while. All right. But you may be denied, but keep hold. It will pay off after a while.
Yeah.
Those four men, one of them just recently died, and only one left out of the four, and that's Ezra Blair. The other three has gone on to be with the Lord, who started the sit-in that caused the lunch counter be open so you can go in and sit down with everybody else. That was done by those, started by those four black students, 1960. And 61, when it began, and they were locking them up as well. When they refused to be moved, they went inside the World War Five and Dime, and they took seat at the white-only counter. And they would not serve them, so they would not leave. All right. And they kept doing that. At first they closed it down. And then they kept on doing it until they, I think it was like a month later, they opened up the doors because they were losing too much money. Okay. So you don't have to have money. Just be your presence at the poll. Be at the poll.
Amen.
Be at the poll. God said, I've given you the power for your victory, but you must continue. Even though it may look like it make no difference. But it will after a while. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
God's ramifications extended to whosoever will, let him come.
Praise God. So let us have our closing from the choir.
and we will be going home. Amen. God, we thank you for meeting us here, God. We thank you for all that you do. God, we realize that we got to get to work. And work is easy because it's all you got to do is go back in and do what you're supposed to do. Lord, we ask you to bless us, God. Bless us one by one and bless us all together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all have a great afternoon.